We do this each and every Monday at this very time. A little show and tell. Usually one of us, and sometimes maybe more, will bring something from home that reminds us of something fun, good conversation. So we show and tell. And this came up because last week somehow we were talking about mixtapes or making CDs that we would give to a girl or something.
Yes. And I'm so glad you mentioned this because you sent all of us a text last night and said, if you have any mix CDs or cassettes, just bring them in so we can talk about this. And for anyone my age that was trying to court any girl, this was an absolute priority. You had to have some sort of music.
That's where it was at.
As you're, you know, you're talking, you're eating. Maybe you made a little hamburger helper. Have some candles on the table. You're trying to be romantic in college because that's all you have. And you pop in your mix CD, whether it's, you know, jazzy music or slow music. And heck, even going back to high school, we did it in with cassette tapes. Yeah. So you're listening to the radio, maybe the Quiet Storm at night. And you always miss the beginning of it because as soon as the song come on, oh my gosh, you have to hit pause on the play and
make
record
sure
to see that and try to get it to the very end
it's
without
crazy.
The DJ coming back on and saying anything. Like you would be really mad
if
the DJ interrupted you or interrupted the song at the very end and you couldn't get the whole song. But when you asked to look for those, I told you in our office, we still have two huge towers
which is amazing.
Of CDs. And they're almost in alphabetical order, but when you get down to the end, of course, you have all the ones that are mixtapes. They don't have a title. And I brought in quite a few of them.
You're and stacked.
I'm going to hand Matt one because I want him to read the name, the title of this CD that I have. It's a 74-minute professional recordable compact disc.
Which we all had.
74 minutes.
Yeah, man.
At one point, I had like the stack where there would be like 100 CDs or whatever it was, and you just reach over and take one, put it in, and burn a new whatever.
That's what I have at the house, and like I know for a fact that some of them have something on it. The problem is I have no workable CD player at my house, so I wasn't able to check.
Yeah, I still have a workable CD player. I just can't even remember the last time I even grabbed
a
CD to even play it.
Just like his music now when we get into his car, this CD is titled Cuss Mix.
Are they all Cuss Mix? Like, is it Cuss Mix? Is it like
No. This is the only one. This has 16 tracks.
All cuss words.
Of
the cussiest songs ever.
Oh, yeah.
It is kind of interesting.
To where I'm going to see if I can put this digitally because I need to burn this one. This was jamming. I went into the production room.
Is it?
And listened to it, and it's still fire.
Well, are you Spotify, Apple?
It's very easy to get them digitally.
Well, I will.
Rip it into your computer, and then you can assign
how?
It how you'd
where?
Like.
Where am I going to rip it into the
computer? You don't have a CD
no
there.
No, just go on to Apple and favorite those songs again, you'll be good.
I just want it from this CD though. It's perfect. It's a perfect cuss mix.
You can pull them out of the prod
cuss
room. I used to have, and I guess I threw them away because I looked around and I used to have I thought I still had at least one book of CDs, but if I do, I have no idea where it is because I could not find it.
And my problem is I didn't ever label the CD because I would have label the case. Like I would put it on the case on the outside when you gave it to the girl or you were making your own CD or whatever. So none of my CDs have writing on them, but they're all like on that stack
with all
the blank ones.
But I think unless like a PS5 can play a CD, which maybe it can, I've never tried.
My PS4 spit them out yesterday, so
okay.
I don't think a 5 can.
Then I have no capability of playing a CD either, because I don't have anything to stick a CD inside.
You want me to bring my boombox up here?
You may need to.
Because I have one.
I mean, that's my problem with, I have all these old cassettes from when I was doing radio in college. I don't have a way to play cassettes.
I'll bring the boombox. Because I have the boombox with the cassette and the CD player.
Maybe you can bring your Walkman, too.
I don't have that.
I think I have some mini discs that have stuff on them.
Do I have a mini disc player?
Which is really weird.
I do have a mini disc player. I don't even know if it works, though. I could bring that in because I used to use that to grab audio from the television into the computer.
Mini
disc. So it was an actual, like, tiny disc?
Yeah.
Like a GameCube game?
No, it looked like a CD except smaller, and it was inside like this little cart type little square thing.
Yeah. I'll bring the player. You know what? I'll bring the player in tomorrow so you can see it. And you go, oh my God.
I've literally, like, I've seen an 8-track, right. But I've never seen a mini disc.
Oh, I've got several.
So I was in the, I was in the era, Matt, of when you would go to someone's wedding, they would have a mixed CD to give away to the people that were there.
Like as a thank you?
Yeah, like as a gift or whatever. Right. So in my head,
such a good playlist for this after party.
You're going to love this when you get home. These are all the songs that mean stuff to us.
I have five CDs right here.
Look at this.
That are all from weddings that we went to back in like the early 2000s. This one was from November 1st, 2003. This one was from April 26, 2003.
And they have the picture of the couple on them.
Yep. This one was from April. Oh, you know what?
That's that yours?
No. Me and Twig went to different weddings on the same day because she was in this one in Austin and I was in this one in Dallas. So we couldn't go to the same wedding, but these are from the exact same day.
That's amazing.
The couples, neither one of them are still married.
Ooh, well, let's hear the music. Maybe that's why.
You know what? They have a, let's see what the list of the music is. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, no. You
had to take, them all. It is in cursive that is really difficult to read.
Chuck, go read that.
Oh my gosh, no, I can't read that.
Here, let me see.
Yeah, Matt's eyes are a little
look
younger.
How tiny that writing is, and it's in cursive.
One of them is John Lee.
John Lee. Oh, this one doesn't even have a CD in it. It's just
the New Birth.
Oh, no.
They're still married.
That's in your
and
sixth
this is the one that has the
this is the New
missing.
Birth.
Give it to the
calling
young man.
VIP.
I don't know.
No, it's the cursive. He's right. The cursive is crazy.
It is ridiculous to read. Okay, so I had a couple that I gave.
Oh, here's one. Oh, wait. There's no way it says that.
No,
careful.
Just don't even try it.
Yeah, because I was like, no way. That's.
It's not.
What?
It looked like.
Oh, Always and Forever, Luther Vandross. That's one of the songs.
Well, one of them on the bottom looks like it says romance, and the word in front of that looks like canal, but without the C. And I was like, there is no way.
There's no way they're putting
there's a song
maybe
called.
Maybe it's carnal. Maybe it's carnal.
That romance. Maybe there is. Maybe.
The booty.
Wedding night.
All My Life from KC and JoJo is one of the songs. That's
I was
going to
guess
also.
That.
That hit rate's got to be pretty low on wedding night, too.
I handed Travis a couple of the CDs that I had from the mixed collection. One said 80s slow jams, and the other one, I think, just said 80s music.
Oh, I love 80s music.
Do you know the color?
It's written on there.
Yeah, one says 80s music.
Which one are we playing?
Either one. I don't care. Oh. Just throw one in, and let's just go through and see what kind of collection is on this mixed CD. And this is handmade, homemade, so I'm pretty sure I did this one, and I have no clue what's on it. So I don't think there are any cussies on here, since 80s slow jams usually don't have a lot of cussies.
Yeah, they didn't cuss until 91.
In slow music, yeah, they didn't They didn't curse until then. Well, of course, this is the 80s music one there.
Rapper's Delight.
Now what you hear is not a test.
All right, what's the next one?
And me, the groove, and my friends are going to try.
So cool we have a CD player in here.
I know, we have two board ops that need to operate it, though.
No one knows. Like, what is this? Okay, Check Yourself? Oh, no, that's not Check Yourself. That's not Ice Cube. That's the original.
Yeah, come on.
Man, I feel like you mislabeled this one.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Ha, 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 ha.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
All right, what's next? Apache? Sugar Hill Gang?
God, look at this, like one note in and he's naming it. You should have been on Name That Tune.
Well, of course you know this because of Fresh Prince.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's got a scratch on it. It's scratch.
Boy, that's old school right there.
Was that the remix?
No.
You know what? When you had a CD that had a scratch in it and it did that, it would be your remix.
No doubt. All right, what's next?
Now, Peter. Piper. Pink Peppers.
Okay, you might want to dump that.
Yep.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
My bad. I could feel one coming.
Yeah, I did too. My bad. Didn't realize that they said that in that one. Okay, what's next?
LL Cool J is hard as hell. Battle anybody, I don't care. You
Rock the Bells. This is my favorite song of all time. But this is not 80s. So nice it is.
Is it clean?
Yes.
Do we need to move on?
Yes, you're good.
I've been waiting and debating for
All right, what's next?
Got a bass in that badass. Boom, boom, boom.
All right, Roger and Zap. More bounce to the ounce. This is what mix CD is all about, baby. Variety.
Okay, what's next? Oh my gosh. Oh, Sheila.
Yep,
sure is. Oh, wow.
Oh, Sheila.
That's how I heard this, dude.
Apparently, you used to love it. That's the definition of 80s right there.
Yes, it is.
What is he doing?
It's so sexual.
Let's go to the next one. Version.
How many songs on this CD?
Probably 16.
It's There's 74 CD. Minutes worth. Oh, what is this?
Got Matt's attention. Synth Matt loves this.
Take me home. Baby, I must be wondering.
I think that's Lisa Lisa, right? Lisa Lisa and Cold Jam? Yeah. My bad. My bad. All right, what's next?
What am I doing in Matt's library or something? What's with all the synth? On? That's the same thing. Why did I have that on there
down?
Twice?
You love that song.
No, I didn't.
What did that button do?
So...
Oh no, they accidentally turned on the repeat and they can't figure out how to turn it off.
Ooh, baby, I think I love you from head to toe.
Okay.
All right, so that's a mixtape. Maybe one day we'll do the slow jam and see how much love I was making back in the, none. Absolutely none. In the 80s.
Let's just do the cussy one.
The cussy one, we would run out of delay so quickly. That it was, it's remarkable. I listened to a little bit when we were in the production. It was like, there's just no way.
It's impossible.
It's beep, impossible. Beep, beep, beep.